This is Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, friends.
Welcome back to our podcast. We're so glad you decided to join us. We're glad every time you join us, because it's a privilege and an honor to have your ear for the little bit of time that we're on the air talking about the things that are important to us and hopefully have impact on you as well.
Yes. And I really loved our podcast last week. I don't know if the listeners enjoyed it, but I would just love to hear any signs and wonders our friends are having or have experienced. And if this podcast has really opened your eyes to be able to see those little things.
Yeah.
I know we have a sponsor, don't we, Jen?
We do. It's an individual. I don't know if they want their name mentioned or not.
Oh, I think she does. I'll take the heat if she doesn't. Dear friend of both of ours, and we are just super thankful because she has been such a cheerleader for Jen and I, and she is a faithful listener, and we should have her on sometime and talk to her. But
yeah,
thank you, Jenny Becknell. We are just giving you a shout out.
Yay.
Thank you for being a beautiful cheerleader and just supporting us as your friend. And yeah, we're just super thankful. So thank you, friend.
Thank you, Jenny Becknell. We love you so much. And I wished I had like a byline, like a thing like Jenny Becknell stands for everything, all godliness, all goodness. You know what I mean?
And she does. And I think part of the reason she wants to sponsor us is a way for her to reach the kingdom through her finances and through faith in us and knowing our mission too. So she just has a heart to see women set free.
Amen.
And for them to experience the Lord's goodness. So
she's a sweetheart. Awesome. Thank you, Jenny, for sponsoring us.
Yes.
So we before we turned on the recording devices to record our podcast, we were talking about what we wanted to talk about this episode. And by the time this airs, Thanksgiving will be over, but we're actually recording it on Thanksgiving Eve. So tomorrow is Thanksgiving. And I have to tell you, it is my favorite holiday.
Is it really?
It is. I love it more than Christmas. I love it more than anything because I really thought about this, like, why do I love Thanksgiving so much? It is just such a pure holiday. It's not about giving gifts. It's not about anything but being thankful for the things that you have, whether that is people in your life, whether it's the fact that you're breathing air, whether it's the fact that, you have food on your table or you have food in your fridge, whatever it is, just like practicing the art of being thankful and or gratitude. So that's why I love it so much. It is my favorite holiday. So I love like dressing up my table with turkeys and, you know, leaves and the whole thing, making it very fallish. It's just a great holiday to me.
Yeah, that's so funny because Thanksgiving is one of those holidays that kind of just gets passed over. Like, it's just, what do they call, I heard the other day, the stepsister or the middle child of Halloween and Christmas, because it just really is Christmas is in full swing. I went to our beautiful church this evening and it was decorated so beautiful, but not for Thanksgiving for tomorrow, but for Christmas.
And isn't that funny?
Our household put up our Christmas tree today as well. So it really is. It's like, it's just a moment, you know? And I was talking to Jen about just a verse that I had been the verse of the week this week, and I'll read it, but it's Psalms 104. And it says, we are told to enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. When we come to God, we have so many reasons to thank him. I don't know if that's the whole verse. Anyhow, that has been really the key, is like for me is when I'm in a posture of just like, woe is me, and just focused on my circumstances and all of the things going wrong, the key to being really just like hearing God in those moments is really thanking him for just the very small things, if that is what needs to be. And it's not, as we've talked about before, it's not finding the silver lining.
Right.
It is really just being thankful. I have been in crazy situations in my life, as has my friend Jen here, and just knowing that it could always be worse. And there is so much around us to be thankful for, because God is in each and every moment, and he is carrying us literally through some of the hardest times in our life. So if it is just breath in your lungs that day to be thankful for, then thank him for it, because it just changes your heart posture. And I think it's really just a key to just your heart being fuller and wholer and healthier and not as bitter and not as much pain. And it's a key to really connecting with him, because it's a beautiful way to communicate with the Lord is by praising him and being thankful. And it doesn't have to be phony. If we look around, no matter what our circumstances is, we can find something. We really can.
Absolutely. And the thing about gratitude is it will change the way that your brain actually works. So for me, a lot of my life was always about what I didn't have. I didn't have great parents. I didn't have, you know, like places to go for the holidays. I didn't have, you know, support to go to school. I always had to work for everything I had. So I got in this very, I won't say toxic, but it's definitely a negative frame of mind where I was always looking at what I didn't have, what my lack was. And so gratitude changed me from that to what do I have? Because we get so blind to all of the wonderful little gifts that we have around us in any given day. We get so focused on tasks and work and a myriad of things that we don't take the time to really think about the goodness that is around us, that God has provided us, and get into that habit of just being grateful for it. Like, I can breathe today. I mean, that's a pretty big deal. I can take in a breath. I have eyesight, you know? And it's such a good practice, because then it puts you in the vein of, wow, I really do have a lot, you know,
a lot.
We're so blessed in this country, and I'm not saying there's not need in this country, but like, for the fact that of where we live and what we have, we are so blessed.
Amen. We're
so blessed.
We really are.
It was a shifting for me. I was really glad when I got to practice being grateful or having gratitude. And it was interesting. This week I had an opportunity to be with a bunch of folks at this facility. And we were just talking about, they have a practice where they talk about, they're grateful. They have to say something they're grateful for before we pray and ask blessing over a meal, or before they pray and ask blessing over a meal. And I had been with them a couple of times doing this, and they all kind of said the same thing. I'm grateful for God. I'm grateful. Da, 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 da. And I said, before we do this, let's really just think about what we're really grateful for. Like I said, and I'll start. I said, I'm really thankful that I have a car that I can drive that gets me from point A to point B, when I could have, you know, had to take the bus or whatever, but I'm really grateful for my car. I'm grateful for the fact that I can bring lunch to work and eat my lunch, because some people don't have that luxury. And when I started that, and the rest of the people that were there started talking about what they were grateful for, it got so rich. And it became more than just this practice of, okay, it's our habit, we got to talk about what we're grateful for. I mean, it was a beautiful practice.
Right.
And I was so glad I challenged them on that.
Right. And if we're looking around, you know, at this country, you're so right. To live in the United States of America with its many flaws, we really are super blessed. And, you know, I was reminded today after having a conversation with my little one. They were off school today. So they were all fighting today and whining. Mm-hmm. And like, it was just one of those days as a mom. And, you know, my heart wants to be like, you know, like for them to have this grateful posture, of course, you know, shaming them as I might have tried to do a few times. Lord forgive me, but that's not helpful, you know? But I was trying to talk to one of my children about this video I had seen one time, and it was these kids in Haiti and these families in Haiti, and they're literally starving to death. Often. Mm. I mean, often. This is their normal lives. Like, normal, not everyone in Haiti, obviously, but a lot of the people in Haiti. And, you know, like, they get used to just the feeling of hunger. It's like all they know. And so they actually have began, or for a long time now, have been trying to fill up that need and that for their children and for themselves sometimes, but mainly for their children, with dirt cookies. Oof. They literally make cookies out of a dirt. They put this mixture together, and they even sell bags of dirt for a pretty hefty price. It's $5 a bag, but that's a lot of money for many of them. But they get the mixture together and they lay it out like you would a cookie, and let it bake on this filthy ground just past the sewer in the sun. And you can see the kids in the video just munching on these dirt cookies after they have dried. And they're thankful for these dirt cookies. I mean, they're running to these dirt cookies because they're starving, and they're grateful to have something in their stomach. And you know, this is obviously not a good thing. It's hurting them physically, you know, causing them harm. But it's filling a need. So I, you know, again, probably not the best way to handle parenting and saying, well, it could look like this, or shaming one of my kids, but I really just wanted her to have the heart posture of like looking at the situation, the circumstance, like, you don't get this one thing. This isn't the end of the world. There is a lot harder things in life. And when you haven't experienced that as a kid, sometimes you just don't understand, you know? You know, thank God that my kids haven't experienced these types of things. So it was trying to just give her eyes to see. It did not go well. I'm talking to a kiddo, but give her eyes to see, like, things could really be worse. This is a small situation, a small circumstance, and this is not the end of the world. It was, she had lost her technology. So, this wasn't worthy of an hour tantrum. Like, you know, let's shift this. And because obviously as she grows and things happen in her life, there is going to be bigger situations and circumstances come up, right? Because, like, that's part of being a human, unfortunately. God said there will be trouble. And Jen and I can tell you firsthand, there will be trouble. We've experienced it. You know, I hope there's not big trouble for all of my babies, but there will be trouble. And so I wanted, you know, my heart posture was really to, like, you know, just try to teach her, like, there's harder things coming, you know, like, this is not the end of the world, and just try to get her out of that space. But, you know, with time and just reminders, hopefully that will come. I'm believing that will come, because, you know, thankfully they haven't had, you know, a lot of experiences that they can truly understand, like, you know, but I want them to be compassionate and aware that things could be way worse as well.
You know, that has to be challenging for kids of a certain age who have not yet figured out how to think of the world in a bigger way. Like their world is so small. To see, you know, for her, losing her technology was probably, it was devastating. So, I mean, that would be tough as a parent. I don't know how you would even begin to do that, to teach your child to think bigger and to see that as a momentary, you know, a momentary bump, and that there's more, like, you know what I mean? So
Well, we're working on it, and
it's gotta be tough,
you know. If we come with anything, but I do want them always to know, in all circumstances, even, like, you know, I talk about in my book, like, when I was in my 20s and watching my husband pass from leukemia and just sitting in the hospital and people coding and dying all around us, like, that was a horrible situation, right? Like, there should be a lot of feelings involved. And there was. There was lots of tears. There was lots of emotion, anger, all the things. But even in that situation, I guess it wraps up to the key is thankfulness here. There was moments to be thankful for, and it could have been worse. It really could have been worse.
Yeah.
It could have been worse than that situation. And I know people who've had it worse. And so, not to, again, put the silver lining on it, but just to be able to step back and be in those moments, because there is hard moments, and be thankful for even the smallest of things in those moments, allows you to sit in a space and enjoy the moment you're in, you know, because, you know, like, if I would have just woke up every day as George, after George was diagnosed with leukemia, and just been like, woe is me, and this is the end of the world. If I would have done that every single day, we would have missed those moments in that time, you know, in that precious time. Like, we wouldn't have seen what a gift that day was. And a gift, you know, our time together, and the rich and deep conversations we were able to have. So, you know, I guess I'm kind of answering my own question in my verbal processing, but really the key is thankfulness, because God is in all these moments, and each moment is really holy because He is there, and we can be thankful for it and trust and know that He's going to bring us through whatever situation, and His plans are good for us. And so we can trust Him.
Being thankful is, it's a big deal. There's some people that will keep, like, actual gratitude journals. I've never done it, but I've tried to, like, in my journaling, because I do journal, quite a lot, that I have tried in my journal to just think of things that I'm grateful for. And there was a novel that was out, I don't know, it's probably been about 3 or 4 years ago, or probably longer than that. With COVID, my gauge of time is just really messed up. But Anne Voskamp had a book called 1,000 Things, maybe? Something along those lines. Those of you out there that know the book, please don't get upset if I have gotten that wrong. I'm doing a guess. But anyway, Anne Voskamp had written a book about how to have gratitude and how to recognize those small things. And I really liked it. It was a very artistic book, but it was, I mean, she took it down to, like, the basic levels of how to just be grateful, like, grateful for the sound of a bird that was chirping outside of her window.
Yeah.
The warmth of sunshine, just mm-hmm. a lot of things, and it was good. So I don't know.
It's called 1,000 Gifts.
1,000 Gifts. Okay.
So you were close.
I was close.
That was pretty good.
Ann Voss Camp, if you're listening, sorry.
Yeah. That was pretty good. And what a good way to plug that book. But yeah, and as we were talking about last week, I was reminded like of those, you know, like those thankful moments that we, if we have our eyes open, we really can see God in those moments. Mm-hmm. And just a continuation of my rainbow story last week, in my memories popped up. I don't know if my Google friends out here, I think you're an Apple person, but Google sometimes makes little like memory slides that it'll be like, here's a day to remember. And like, it'll put a bunch of my pictures from my phone together and make a little memory slide. It's super cute. So, it was like a day ago or so, my one day to remember popped up and I clicked on it and the theme was called rainbow.
Oh,
it was all these no pictures way. Of rainbows I have taken. And it was just, you know, looking at it through the eyes of like, this is God, you know, speaking to me. It was just another wink from the Lord. Like, you know, like I'm still here. Those promises in that rainbow, I still got you. So it was just cool. It was so cool. So we'll see. I never was a rainbow gal before, but I'm really into it right now.
apparently you were a rainbow girl if it was able to pull enough pictures together to show you a slideshow. Yeah.
Well, some of them were Photoshopped rainbows, to be fair. Because I used to be a photographer and I did unicorn mini sessions. So every unicorn mini session, you need a rainbow, right? Like, if you're going to have a unicorn, you need a rainbow. So a couple of them were Photoshopped, but nonetheless, it was a gift from the Lord, like all these pictures of rainbows. So he's so cool.
He is very cool. The God we serve, so awesome. So awesome.
Yeah,
it makes me just wished I could wrap my arms around every person I come in touch with or encounter and say, you just got to know God. I mean, like to really know God, not the religious God that people have put out there, you know, a God of rules or whatever, like to really know the God of goodness and mercy and grace and redemption. And, you know, wow. Like you and I are both a story of how God can redeem and heal and keep his word where it says, you know, he'll give back to you the things that the moth has eaten and the locust has destroyed. I mean, redemption is just, it's beautiful. I'm just grateful.
So in this Thanksgiving season here, Jen, I thought maybe it would be cool if we said a couple things we were thankful for this week. Do you have any certain things come to mind?
Because I do. Cool. I do. So now this one will sound silly, but this is also for me a self-acceptance kind of thing. So I really love pens and color. Color is such a big deal. You probably saw it on my Facebook. So I got this week a very colorful pen. It's a pencil case, but you can put pens in there too. And I sorted out all my pens and I put them together and it gave me such joy. And I thought I had such a overwhelming like self-acceptance of myself, like that it was okay for me to love that, to not think it was silly or to feel like people are going to look down on me because I like pens. Oh, well. And I kind of, in that moment, I didn't care. And I was so grateful for the fact that I loved something that small.
Yeah.
It's a pen case, but it brought me such joy. It brought me such joy. And I was like, I loved myself in that moment. It was like, yes, I really love that. And that's okay. And if people think I'm weird, people think I'm weird. I don't care. And
it was
such growth for me. I was just like, oh, this is so good. But yeah, I was really grateful for a pen case and the fact that I could arrange my colorful pens, which I love, love, love. So I was very thankful for that. But also, I was thankful for getting to hang out with some folks that are struggling with some really big issues, and felt very honored to be able to love them and just hang around with them and just let them be who they were. So I was very grateful for that experience. Can't say that I do that a lot, where I put myself in the midst of like a lot of, struggle and just let myself love, not give advice, not do anything else, but just love who they are. So.
Amen.
Yeah. So those are a couple of things I'm thankful for.
Well, I think, I honestly can't believe you did not say one thing that you were thankful for that I thought you were going to say.
Oh, what would you think I would say?
Oh my gosh. Jen met one of the coolest humans this past week. I think he's really cool. And so I was like, I want to meet this cool person.
Dog the Bounty Hunter. Yes.
Amen. Yes.
Yeah. Girl. Got to spend about an hour and a half with him.
No way.
And so it was he's an interesting fella. That's all I'll say. I mean, I watched his show before, but he loves God.
Yeah.
He loves God for all of his gruffness, his toughness, his backstory. He loves God. So he spoke at a place and just wanted to tell people that, he loved God and he wanted them to love God too, and to have faith that God can redeem your story. And he got one of my books, and that thing that flipped me out. I mean, I don't know why this did. Maybe I'm just so sheltered. I don't know. But he was like, can you sign your book for me? And I'm like, you want me to sign a book to you? And he's like, yeah, can you sign that to me? And I was like, sure. So yeah, so that was that's shocking. So cool.
Watched like all of his episodes. I'm not gonna lie, like I just think they're such a, I you know what I love about them? I just love how they're like uniquely them.
Yeah,
like they're like really walking in their own little identity.
Yep,
and they're not caring what the rest of the world thinks. So I think that's what I was drawn to, because I could be a little out there for some people, maybe. I don't know. With my purple hair sometimes, it's very normal and it's getting on my nerves right now. But anyway, like I can be out there sometimes. And so I just love when someone is just truly walking in who they are and like, and just okay with it and confident in it. Like that it's just a cool thing. I admire that when someone, because it takes a lot to be able to do that. Knowing the past of where I came from and my pleasing and trying to fit everyone's needs and all that stuff to get here was really hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I admire it.
Yeah. His authenticity. Well, you're very authentic.
Yes.
I couldn't get that out. But
took
you are.
Took a long time.
But you are beautifully authentic, and I love that. And you're just true to who you are. And I think when you get to that point, it's like you don't feel like you have to prove yourself. You can just be yourself.
Amen. Yeah, it's so much lighter. And I think when the verse talks about the peace that surpasses all understanding, I think that's really when you're like in your identity.
Yeah.
Like, because there is such a peace, even with the crazy circumstances. Because it's not like putting on a show anymore, like wearing the mask of being someone else takes a lot of effort and work.
Yeah.
And so there's just peace about just walking in a room, and people expect me to have crazy hair now. That's the coolest thing ever. Can I just say that? Like before, I used to walk in a room, and when I would have crazy hair, they would be like, oh, what is she doing? And now people are like, They expect me to have a different hairstyle. Yeah. A guy that sits behind me in church, I have no idea who he is. I literally have only seen him a couple times, but apparently he looks for my hair to know where he's supposed to sit. And he's like, it changes all the time. Like it's some sort of game.
I love that. Your hair is the marker.
Yeah.
Oh, there's the purple hair. I think that's where I sit.
Right.
That's so cool. Yeah. I love
and
it.
My kids like don't even like flinch. If they wake up in the morning and it's like lime green, they would not flinch. Like they're just like, oh, that's mom.
Yeah.
That's mom.
Yep.
How cool is that? Like
that's awesome.
For yourself to start having a piece about it. I'm very, if we're talking about thankful, I'm very thankful for that, to be at a position in my life where I have such peace with who I am.
That's so cool.
And I don't have to prove anything anymore. Man, it took a long time to get here, folks. So really long time. There's hope for you too. If you're wearing a lot of masks like I used to, man, it's freedom just starting to peel off those masks and being vulnerable. So,
but I think that starts with knowing to who you belong.
Yeah.
And the fact that he 100% accepts you, and you realize when he 100% accepts you and all of your stuff, you can just be yourself. Like,
right. And I think it's one of, you know, Jesus or God's first miracle was being creative. And so it's trusting the creator with his creation, and I'm his creation. And so he made me specifically exactly who I am for a reason.
On it purpose.
Creation.
Yep.
You know, so it's just trusting the creator. And so when I was trying to fit everyone else's narrative on what did they needed me to be, then I was, you know, they were my creator. Literally, they were my creator.
Yeah.
So trusting him, the creator, and like being okay with his creation, because for years I was like, I am not one of these women I see in church, even though I love going to church and I love the Lord, but they seem like they have it all together and they have clean houses and they're organized and I'm a hot mess. But he loves me.
Amen. Amen. He does. He does. Oh, so good.
Yes.
So I guess we're going to wrap it up there and just say to you,
podcast.
Yes. Just say to you folks out there, I hope you had a good Thanksgiving.
Yes.
It's weird to think that this is going to air after, but
I know.
Yeah. Just practice being grateful. Start with even the smallest things. And if you can't think of anything, just think of the fact that you have clean water to drink and you have a bed to sleep in. I mean, though, you know, some people don't have beds.
Yeah.
Some people don't have clean drinking water, you know? So anyway.
Yep.
Practice gratitude.
Yep. Happy Thanksgiving, friends.
Happy Thanksgiving.
See you later. Bye, friends.
Bye, guys. We'll see you later.
You've been listening to the Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. Podcast copyright 2022, Parable Road, LLC.